This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 244,000 deaths have been recorded as the result of the COVID-19 virus worldwide, and the number of confirmed infections is approaching 3.5 million. And the United States, more than 67,000 people have died, and the number of people infected is less than a third of the worldwide figure. In the U.S., the highest rate of coronavirus cases of any country on the U.S. West Coast is in Washington State's Yakima County. As of Friday, it had 1,128 cases, a rate of 455 per 100,000 residents. Health experts point to a large number of essential workers, a large number of cases in long-term care facilities, and a large agricultural workforce living and working in close quarters as the causes. Yakima County is 140 miles southeast of Seattle, which is also had a relatively high number of deaths from coronavirus. Hundreds opposed to Oregon's stay-at-home order demonstrated at the state capitol as health officials announced dozens more cases and five additional deaths from COVID-19. Most of the protesters did not wear face masks but waved American flags and Trump campaign signs in the rain. The chairman of a city planning commission in Northern California has been ousted after suggesting on social media that sick, old, and homeless people should be left to meet their natural course in nature. Investor Warren Buffett doesn't know how the economy will recover from the coronavirus outbreak shutdown, but he remains optimistic in the long-term future of the United States. Buffett said Saturday at Berkshire Hathaway's online annual meeting that there's no way to predict the economic future right now because the possibilities are too varied. The meeting was being held without any of the roughly 40,000 shareholders who typically attend. This is VOA.